Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Chris Seedens.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, just heartbreak and tragedy in Placentia in Orange County this morning. Two young girls are dead, police say, at the hands of their own father at a home. Police tried to jump in and save the girls, but they just couldn't. The very latest live now from KMX 1070's John Baird.
This happened around 12:44 this morning in the 400 block of East Swanson Avenue. Placentia police arrived to find three people dead at the scene, including the two kids who had been stabbed to death in the living room area of the home. The father was found dead outside. Again, we don't know the motive behind this. We do know that the mom was inside the home, but two little girls found stabbed to death in Placentia. The man believed to be responsible, the father, was found dead outside. The investigation is just beginning. Reporting live in Placentia, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
More businesses are being allowed to reopen in Los Angeles County.
Indoor malls can reopen at 25% capacity, and LA County breweries and wineries are being allowed to reopen for outdoor dining. But customers will have to make a reservation at least a day ahead of time to avoid crowding. The county's public health director, Barbara Ferrer, points out lifting restrictions can lead to increases in transmission.
This is what happened here in LA County in July. And as we reopen some sectors again, we're going to rely this time on cautious reopenings that's supported by everyone taking the steps they need to take to prevent community transmission of COVID-19.
The county waited until it was clear there would be no big post-Labor Day surge to resume reopenings and is staggering them. Since the pandemic began, close to 276,000 county residents have tested positive for COVID-19 and nearly 6,700 have died. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070.
It was a lot of water gushing down the street on Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks for a while. Jen talking about the traffic implications. DWP has shut down the water at its source, but it was so powerful at the time it caused parts of the road to buckle about a block or so away from Woodman. And reports from the scene say that several businesses did suffer some kind of water damage. Of course, they're going to have a better idea of what's going on there as the sun comes up. The business owners will have to file claims with the city for possible assistance. And Ventura over the years has seen their fair share of water breaks. So they are familiar with that frustrating claims process. And it's just one more problem these businesses are going through, as many of them have been shut down and certainly affected by the pandemic.
The weekend stabbing attack of a transgender woman in MacArthur Park being investigated now as a hate crime by the LAPD.
Detectives have been canvassing the area for witnesses and evidence. According to police, two men and a woman between the ages of 18 and 25 approached the transgender woman around 9 p.m. Sunday. One of them said, "We don't want gays here." They then surrounded her and stabbed her multiple times before taking off in a white Honda sedan. She was taken to the hospital where she is said to be in stable condition, according to the LAPD. The nonprofit Trans Latina Coalition identified the woman as Daniela Hernandez, a dear member of their community. The group said she was simply walking on the street when suddenly she was brutally attacked. They expressed sadness, pain, outrage, and frustration at the violence, yet they are relieved that Daniela is still with them. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
He says he did nothing wrong. Orange County Supervisor Andrew Doe defending himself against new allegations that he laundered campaign money trying to get around the limits. Doe made a $24,000 donation to the Orange County Republican Party, a donation he says is routine for candidates to help out with outreach. Afterwards, the party sent out mailers on Doe's behalf. Now, Doe says he got no monetary benefit and the party decided how to spend the money. And in this case, it involved him.
The recent rolling power outages across California are being blamed on climate change and poor planning. Three state agencies releasing a new report now that says energy officials did not line up the right power sources to keep the lights on. About a half a million homes and businesses lost power for up to 2.5 hours on August 14th. Another 300,000 went dark for the following evening. The report says officials should have been prepared for the climate-driven extreme heat that we saw that caused electricity demand to really soar.
In fact, President Trump is using the power outages in California to try to get out the vote on his behalf. He was tweeting this morning saying no more blackouts, shutdowns, and other things. And he wrote, "We can win California now." So California back in the spotlight in terms of the election and the president.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.